and welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk with Ree. How have you been? Have you been thriving? Have you been well? Just tell me how you've been. Insert it right there. That pause was for you. For today's episode, we're going to talk about vacations and living life as a vacation. It's like one of my favorite things. Who doesn't enjoy a holiday, right? Have you ever, whatever job you're doing, just like sat at your desk or been at your work and you know next week you've booked off your holiday and you're going somewhere beautiful, wonderful, and you just can't wait to experience the food, you can't wait to experience the culture, you've got good company with you, you've been saving so you can like splash that cash when you get there. It's just like you're going to be living your best life next week. And I find that so interesting, like the concept of going on holiday compared to living everyday life. It's like you work, you do these things, and then you have this small time in your year where you say you're going to experience life full out. And before I go on holiday, I already know I'm going to have a good time. It's like already decided. And I can't even pinpoint one holiday where I really haven't had a good time, because my mindset is already on the fact that it's a chance to explore, be happy, and like be well. It's just such a great perspective to have. And that's why I've decided to specifically speak about living life as if you're on vacation. There's so many times where I've personally felt, you know, you've had like maybe weeks of overtime, or it's been overkill. Like, you just, it's a period, it's a wrap. Like, you're done, you need a break. And I want to escape somewhere. Like, I just want to either go to a lodge by myself and just chill, maybe watch some K-dramas, watch some TV, watch some Netflix, read, order some food, etc., etc., whatever your vacation looks like to you. And I just want to do it because it's like I want to escape the reality that I'm living. And I think why that is, or what's so enticing about a vacation, is the time when we tend to be the most present and accepting of any situation or scenario that's given to us. For example, when I went to South Korea with my best friend, not once did I say, "This is not what I want to experience, holiday. This is a bad day. I did not want to eat kimchi fried rice today." Like, there was nothing that I wasn't accepting of. Everything was delicious. Everything was fun. Everything was beautiful. Everything was mesmerizing. It's just taking it in, having appreciation of every single moment on that vacation or holiday is, I think, what fuels and powers such a good experience for all of us. The perspective you have, the openness you have very limited expectations as well, which I think on a daily basis we tend to have a lot more of. I also think because we're on autopilot for most of our weeks or our months, you know, waking up, getting ready, doing a bit of a workout, going to work, coming back home, cooking dinner. Sometimes maybe in routine we have a lack of awareness or a sense of whimsy that comes from being completely present. And again, that's not to say having your normal routine where you get up, go to work, end the evening is a bad thing compared to a vacation or a holiday. But I'm inviting everyone to see how would that everyday routine change if you had the perspective of you being on holiday or feeling like it's a vacation or having that excitement and awareness to anything and everything. Would your life really start feeling like a vacation? And this is something I did try to test a while ago, and it was amazing. And again, as humans, we have a tendency to forget. So I dropped the living life as a vacation practice a while ago, but it's something I am gonna bring into my arsenal, and I want to practice it with you guys and see how it goes for all of us. And maybe we can have an update in a month or 2 months. So yeah, go out there, live life as a vacation, also go on vacation and see what is your experience of day-to-day life when you are open, aware and accepting. Thank you for listening. I am sending you so much love and light. Until our next walk and talk. Bye.